Simon Resh Mavav Sef Dalad. If a Yid rents out his animals, his oxen, his shar, to a goy to plow with them, and the goy is plowing them on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says that some Rishonim hold, if the goy takes responsibility for everything, if the animal dies, if the animals get stolen, Zela Gneva, if the price goes up or down, either way, it's all in the responsibility of the goy, so then it's considered the goy's, it's not considered the Yid's anymore. Even if the goy ends up returning the animals to you because nothing went wrong, it's considered that at the time it was in the reshus of the guy, and there's no problem shvius behemtai. Since the guy took full responsibility, not only if there's einus hamas if it dies, but even for yukar vazula, even if the price changes, goes up or down, the responsibility is the guy's to give it back to you with the same value it had when he took it from you. Other rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says the other rishonim are not like that. They hold that since the guy doesn't have the right to sell it, he has full responsibility for misa, for if it's stolen, gneva, gzela, for yukar vazula, but he cannot sell it. So therefore, it's still considered the Yid's Behema, and he still have an issue of Shvi's Behemtai. The Mach adds a few words of Ayin Lamata B'Simen Zeh. Look later on the Simen in the next Sif. That's Meshem, something we'll see later on, that there can be certain Haterim that are said in the next Sif of Shulchan Aruch, and the Mach is letting us know what he's going to say over there, that he agrees to those Haterim. The next Sif, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you and the Goy are partners in the Behema, so then you can have that the Goy does bluff with them on Shabbos, and the right way to do it, is that you make a deal with the guy in the beginning of the Shutfest when he first took on the partnership, that the guy, Shabbos will be his, and the Yid will take a certain day, Sunday will be his. This might sound familiar from the previous Simon, Simon Reish Mamei, that we had there also such an arrangement, and there, since Shabbos belongs to the guy completely, Yid has another day connected, Yid has Sunday or whatever other day instead of it, there's no problem, it's considered the guy's for Shabbos, and even if the other days of the week, it belongs to everyone equally. It doesn't make a difference. It's not a problem. It's not a problem with Chayav Shabbos either, like we see over there in some Reish Ramesiv Beis, and that's a good solution. Let's say they forgot or neglected to make such a deal when they first took on the partnership. They did not make up that the guy will take Shabbos, the Yid will take Sunday or something else connected. So now you're stuck, the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if they later on want to make such a deal, it's too late, and it's not going to work. There's no such heter to make such a deal later on. It's too late to do it. The Mishnah Berurah talks about the case of Tol out the Shabbos and connect the Bechol, that if you later on, not when you made the original deal, but later on you made up that the guy will take Shabbos, he will take a day during the week. He says that even if that does work, making such a deal later on for Shvi'is Rahamtoi, he says you still have a problem with Schar Shabbos, Shaloi Bahav Law, because that trade comes out that he's paying you for the rights to on Shabbos by giving you the rights to Sunday, and that will be a problem with Schar Shabbos. Obviously, Schar Shabbos in a certain sense though, is easier to solve because you can just do it. Here's Du'a B'Hav Law. Now, for the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that if you did not make the deal in the beginning of you take Shabbos, I take Sunday, even if you did it later on, it's not going to work. It gives off the impression that for sure if you did not make a deal later on, then for sure it's going to be Aser. But Mishnah Berurah brings from the Beis Yosef that some the others who hold that if later on you don't say anything, you just split it equally at the end, then it's not a problem. It's Chayav Shabbos B'Hav Law because you're splitting all the days of the week equally. And al Shvi'is Behemtai, we could say it's not a problem because the guy, the Shutuf, he is going to work with this Behemah, whether you like it or not, Shabbos. He owns 50%, he's going to work with it. L'chat Chilo, you shouldn't make such a deal because your Behemah, half of it's yours, and it's working on Shabbos. But now that you made such a partnership without doing it in the correct way in the beginning, you can't stop the guy from using it on Shabbos. And therefore, you weren't over Shvi'is Behemtai, he's using it against your will, and you can't stop him because half of it is his. It's just not l'chat Chilo to do it. But the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Mechaber is not agreeable to this. In all cases, if you not make it from the beginning, you are going to have a problem, and you should not be made whole unless it's Malcolm has to go, it will be a big loss. The Shulchan Aruch does say some solutions over here. He says that if you work it out with the guy, that it's going to be completely his, and just, you know, he has the right even to sell the behemoth, to be mitzi it, or whatever he wants to do with it, he can sell the behemoth, shleim b'shis Yisrael, and the guy is going to pay you for it, it becomes completely his, just maybe he gives it to you as a mashkin, or something like that. Then there could be a way that it could be yours, even if he gives it back to his Amashkin, it's completely his, and he just gives it back to his Amashkin, as long as he does not say in the terms and in the agreement of the Amashkin that it's going to be yours, Me'achshav, from now. It has to be that it's clear that it belongs to the guy now. Now it belongs to the guy. If the guy does not return the behemoth to you or does not pay you for the behemoth, at that point it will become the Yid's. But not that it belongs to the Yid now. If it belongs to the Yid now, then obviously you end up with the problem of Shvi'is Behemah.